your shows, your entertainment, and your network. This is Rant EN Media.
There we go. We are live. The watch along is currently on the air. And I've got the watch along up now. Welcome to night one of our WrestleMania post show recap, whatever you want to call it, here on Rant EM Radio. We are live on Rant EM Radio, and of course, we're also live on Facebook. You want to be a part of the discussion? Find us on Discord. Call in Rant EM Radio, hashtag 9233. Wonder where the silver one is, but we'll get to that in just a second. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Also, you can join in on the chat room, rantemradio.com. Yeah. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C. Tony C's a little salty right now.
Man, I got hustle, bro. I told you. You hustled.
No, I did not.
Bro, you knew the fix was in.
No,
bro.
I did not. So
this man came out curtain jerker match.
I mean, you almost had a reprieve, but you know, even the reprieve didn't help. So, So let's get right to it. As the audience files in, much like the WWE Universe, like I said, we are live on Facebook today. We'll be live. All the shows will be live this week on Facebook. But oh my goodness. Boy, oh boy. I'm gonna take these people that are using our Instagram feed to promote their wares. Delete. Look at that. 5 comments deleted. Anyways, it is what it is. All right, so let's get right into it. WrestleMania starts, and what happens? There's a rain delay.
Mother Nature
intervened. And is that Monty Brown? You don't have Peacock up, do you?
No.
Yeah. They went right into the watch-along. And let me make sure that Surfer's not trying to pull a fast one. Maybe he went. I know he wasn't asleep during the main event because he was texting about Sasha's color of her hair. So.
Fell asleep early.
Yeah. Bullshit. There he is. Oh, no, wait. He hasn't picked up just yet. It's still ringing. All right. Well, anyways. So Mother Nature intervened. I mean, we heard from Vince McMahon at the start of the show. And that was quite nice to hear Vince come out and pretty much say thank you for sticking with us during this year of the pandemic. And let me see. Can we get the audio of old Vincent Kennedy McMahon I believe we do have it. Let's see. Give me 1 second, folks.
Why are you doing that, Vince? Vince out here talking all this smack. He better do the right thing tomorrow. Like,
well, like I said,
that's all I'm saying.
You know, you want to go double or nothing?
You know what? What's up? I'm a big man.
Oh man.
Who you got though? I remember you saying Roman's gonna lose the title.
No, I did not. Right? I didn't. Well, that I did say yes. Roman was gonna lose the title without getting the fall.
Right. So you got either Edge or
Daniel Bryan.
Screw it, I'll take Roman.
So you'll take for Roman, double or nothing.
For the faux cheek. Man, well no.
It's double or nothing. Okay, that means if I win, you owe me 4 burgers. If you win, then it's a wash. We're even.
Well, why don't we do this to make it interesting now? Because I want you to get something.
Okay.
Could we do, if Roman wins, we each get one of each? I'll cover you.
I mean, cover me. It's pretty much the same shit.
No. If Roman wins, I'll cover your. Instead of 2, you get 1. So if Roman wins, you don't get nothing. I'll cover at least 1 burger of Freddy's for you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That way you don't walk away empty-handed. And if I know you're trying to do double or nothing.
Okay.
If Roman wins, you get at least 1, you know what I'm saying?
1 burger.
I'll cover at least 1. Yeah, at least 1.
All right, fine. I'll take that. So if Roman wins, we'll do a one-on-one. We'll do 1-1. If Roman loses the title but doesn't take the fall, then you owe me 4 burgers.
I can work with that.
Alright.
I can work with that. I just don't want you to walk away with empty handed. You know what I'm saying?
Alright.
Yeah, because it ain't money, you know what I'm saying?
No.
It's just food. You know, if it was money.
I know it's just food. I know it's just food.
Yeah. That's all what right. I'm saying. No or nothing. I don't care about that. At least you'll get something. You know what I'm saying? Cause you did win the initial, you know what I'm saying, the initial bet.
Yeah.
So at least you owe you 1 burger.
All right. So let's take you back to earlier tonight when McMahon introduced WrestleMania. WWE Vince
McMahon. Throughout this past year, our WWE superstars performed tirelessly for all of you. Week after week, month after month, but we all knew there was something missing, something very important, the most important. That would be all of you, our fans, the WWE Universe. As we emerge from this dreadful pandemic, on behalf of our entire WWE family, we would simply like to say thank you and welcome you to WrestleMania!
So, there it is right there. McMahon introducing us to WrestleMania. And it was the intro, the opening video package for WrestleMania was great. It was a playoff of the video package from last year that had the silliness and everything in it.
Right.
But, and let me see something here. Can we do a rewind? I don't know if we'll be able to do this. I'm going to try something. Let's see if it'll let me.
Trying to play that intro?
No, let me see if we can get it. Once I load this, Because the problem is they're still live on... they're still live, okay, technically now, live on the air, so...
Here's a question I want to know. Yeah. Okay, and this is just for me, my knowledge.
Yeah.
Now, if you win, would you want four burgers in one sitting or two, and then next time you come back, I can eat you two more?
I don't know. I got to think about that one because they travel well. They hold well. So I got to think about that one.
No, I'm just asking, you know what I'm saying, for, like you said, traveling purposes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We'll see. I'll think about that one. That one I'll think about. But anyways.
You cross that bridge when you get there.
Yeah, I'll cross that bridge when we get there. So anyways. So yeah, Mother Nature intervened and WrestleMania got put on hold for about 30 minutes. And this was an awkward 30 minutes. But
yeah, it was.
WWE did the best they could. And a couple of superstars got to cut promos without a script, which is very rare in 2020.
Absolutely.
And the New Day, I think, had the best one, to be honest with you, because it was funny.
I don't know, Double A. That NWO and Bayley one with Titus. That damn Titus.
Yeah, but that was scripted. That was scripted.
But it didn't seem like, because Titus is acting crazy. I ain't got cable.
Oh, man. Let me see. Do we have that NWO?
I'm home.
I think we do. Yeah, here we go.
Ding-a-dong! Well, well, well. Look who it is. The two hosts of WrestleMania. Well, you know what? I also host a very big show. The biggest show of the ding-dong hello show. You heard of it?
I
was thinking if you guys need some help this WrestleMania, it would be a too sweet. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? You know.
Oh, ding dong.
Oh, he Magoo ding dong.
And I'm hungry.
I'm actually a big fan.
Ding dong. Thank you. What do you think? That? Thank you. Hey!
Jeez. I'm with you, man.
Hey! Call me brother!
So, yeah, first of all, it was funny because he doesn't have cable. And even though the SmackDown airs on Fox, which is not on cable, right. That really tickled Scott Hall.
Right.
One more time.
A very big show, the biggest show of the Ding Dong Hello show. You heard of it?
Okay. See, that one made me think some of that so was scripted, bro.
That line probably wasn't scripted.
Right, okay. And then...
Where's the sizzle?
Okay. That sounded like, that took me back to, what, 1995 or 96, that during Harlem Heat Pro. Where the hot wings at?
He showed what part of Tampa he came from.
Hillsborough, stand up. Hillsborough County, stand up.
Oh, absolutely, man. That was funny.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna get a shirt made up.
Let's go up. They've got. Do we have? Oh, we already closed the audio. We have right now streaming on the watch along live on Peacock is Bianca Belair hyperventilating, holding the SmackDown Women's Title.
Oh God!
When I say hyperventilating, I mean like she is. She is. I think we can pull this up. Hold on. I think we can pull this up because they are live on YouTube as well. Here we go.
Thank you to everybody, to guys, to Vince, to everybody, to Sasha. Thank you. I'm just so excited. I'm so happy. I'm overjoyed. My heart is full. This doesn't feel real, but it is so real. Uh-oh. I'm doing this. It's so real. I'm gonna get the hang of this.
Bianca, as crazy as it will sound, I want to start at the beginning of the match because it was an unbelievable, powerful moment seeing you and Sasha just take that in. I'm sure words are difficult right now, but if you can.
But anyways, they are eating Papa John's pizza, which, by the way, I had as well.
Know what I had for WrestleMania?
What?
Chico's.
Of course you did. Did it taste good though, even though you lost the bet?
Well, I didn't lose. I didn't know I had lost the bet until after I ate the sub. Every Saturday, that's my ritual. I go get me a Chico's sub. But I get what you're talking. I get what you're saying.
So, it was.
I take my lump. You know what I'm saying? I lost. But I'm gonna get that get back though.
So
I think.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying that. Well, we'll get into that. Let me talk about the delay. The delay was weird. That's the first time that's ever happened in wrestling that I can recall. But here's what this is what's pissing me off. Okay.
Grinding your gears.
It's grinding my gears, and it has nothing to do with WWE. That damn Tony Khan had to go out there and say, you know, on November whatever, there was a severe rainstorm that came through the area, and I had the guys, you know, get a carpet to put on the ringside mats, which was safer to cover, you know, because the mats were getting wet. He had to say something like that, and then he said that Dave Meltzer was criticizing WWE for a few things as well. And it's like, dude, can't you just enjoy the goddamn show for a change and just not criticize something? I mean, listen, our job is to be critical and criticize, but them, they're just being assholes at this point.
Right.
But anyways, Michael Cole and Samoa Joe and those ponchos looked ridiculous, but you know, it is what it is. They had to make do, but the rain was coming down heavy at one point during that delay. You could see it coming down in like sheets of water. I was like, oh shit, this is going to be a long night. It didn't rain anymore after that. Hopefully that this doesn't repeat tomorrow, but supposedly the weather tomorrow is supposed to be equally as bad.
Yeah, it's an 80% chance of rain here.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. Then we get into the main event, or the first match of the night, the curtain jerker, as they call it, for the, as Tony C likes me to say,
match of the night.
Yeah, the Dean Malenko match of the night, as Tony C likes me to call it, for the World Wrestling Federation Championship.
Absolutely.
Drew McIntyre against Bobby Lashley, and
nobody saw this finish coming except probably Double A.
And
but not in the
same
way it happened, though.
I don't know. If you think I had a crystal ball that told me 2 weeks ago that this was not only going to be the curtain jerker, but this was going to be the outcome, I would have said you're crazy. You know? But. All right. Hello to Shaylin, who's listening to us or watching us on the Fosse book, as they say in the Hispanic cultures.
Ball washout.
But yeah, it was for the WWE Championship, and Bobby Lashley retained.
Yeah, he did.
And good for him. Good for him.
Good for the company. Good for the company.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Then we get into the next match. And it was the tag team turmoil match. Now, here's the thing. WWE clearly shaved some time off these matches to make
right.
up for the delay.
People were going out.
Because some of the stuff, I don't think WWE intended to go past 11 o'clock.
Right. Now, tomorrow, you think it's probably going to be...
Tomorrow might be a little different. They probably will intentionally go past 11 because there's a couple of these matches that are going to take at least 25 minutes.
So tomorrow going to be the longer night of the two.
Yeah, guys, definitely. Definitely.
Gotcha.
Now, this show ran 3 hours, though. This show did run 3 hours if you take out the delay.
Right. So if they do that tomorrow, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
And then next year, go to four, but one night of 4 hours
is okay.
I can handle double A. Yeah, I can handle.
But they may just go back to the old format and give us 5 hours. So who knows?
I'm crying with a 2 hour
pre-show.
Was it 2 hour pre-show or 1 hour?
2 hour pre-show.
So starting at six, huh?
Probably or five or whatever. No, they got a year to figure it out, so.
Yeah.
Tag team turmoil. Natalya and Tamina won by eliminating the Riot Squad. They will face Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax tomorrow night for WrestleMania Sunday. First of all, one thing that we haven't touched on, I don't know where the hell Surfer went. Let's message him. You fall asleep. Old man,
he just texted something in the group chat.
You fall asleep, old man. He's trying to pull a gimmick like you did yesterday or the other day.
Hey man, let me tell you
No. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. He's doing that, or he's going to blame it's Discord, but he really probably forgot.
I'm messing with you, man.
Let's see here. No, then why the hell are you on the thing?
What do you mean? I didn't know you were alive. Pay-per-view. Oh, what the hell are you watching?
Still watching WrestleMania 20 or something.
Bruh, I go to click on the app. You gonna laugh your ass off. I'm sitting there watching WrestleMania 35, thinking, why the hell is all these people out here with no mask on? What is going on? And then Yolanda Adams come out and sang the America the Beautiful. I said, what the hell? They got a packed stadium. Then some told me just look at the time. It said, clear it there, WrestleMania 35. I said, oh, damn. I thought I was watching...
If you would have gotten all the way to the point where Paul Heyman was walking out to Hulk Hogan's music, you would have been like, ah, okay, this ain't the right.
It was the one at MetLife.
Yeah.
That's the one. Oh, man. I was done, though. I'm telling my wife, I'm like, babe, you see all these people? These people crazy, man. They ain't got on no masks.
Well, there's a lot of people that didn't have masks on there. At WrestleMania, no, regardless.
At 35.
No, at 37. There was still a lot of people without masks. I know what you're saying. You were watching a regular WrestleMania.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm shaking my head like, God damn. It's just corona all out here.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you click on the channel, I just hit, watch WrestleMania. No, I went through the guide or whatever, that some little guy. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that's, you know what I'm saying, this WrestleMania. Did a little intro and everything.
Well, that's another thing. They changed their the WWE signature. We played that during the pre-show. Or during the roundtable. We did air the new signature.
I'm like, okay, I got you.
Signature intro.
Man, if you'd have been there, you'd have been dying. You like, but you do know this old WrestleMania. So that's Seth and Seth and Brock.
That was Seth and Brock. That was the curtain jerker of that WrestleMania.
Wow. And that's the one Brock lost. Okay, yeah.
So yeah, Natalya and Tamina, they'll go to WrestleMania tomorrow night to face Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler for the women's tag team titles. In what was an excellent match with an even excellenter, if that's a word, Out comes Cesaro defeated Shane, or I almost said Sheamus. Cesaro defeated Seth Rollins in his first singles match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It was a very good match. A lot of emotion. Yeah. It was just really good.
I didn't think he was going to win, but yeah. I'll take it.
AJ Styles and Omos defeated the New Day to become the new Raw Tag Team Champions. I thought the match was entertaining.
Yeah, they did.
Especially when Omos got in there.
They kept Black Khali right over there where he needed to be.
I loved how Joe was saying, and the New Day's really, they're keeping to their side of the ring, and then Xavier Woods screams out into the camera, "And we, as you can see, we're cutting the ring in half."
Old school.
It was real funny.
Cutting the ring in half.
Now there's the silver one.
Faces of steel when he came in and starts slamming them around.
I know.
Man,
that was funny.
Black Khali.
Too funny.
Can y'all get Black Khali at least some of them pants that Great Khali had on? At least got a daughter, man. Dressed like he going to the club.
Nah, it looks like almost can walk normal. Khali lumber.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about that man dressed like he going to Magic City versus a wrestling match.
Well,
and Michael Cole didn't hesitate to point it out.
I think
he doesn't have on traditional wrestling gear. He had a chain around his neck and everything.
Oh, man, that's funny.
I'm just saying, man.
WWE
got to do better, man, with brothers.
I guess. Well, he's a tag team champion, so you can't nitpick too much.
Yeah, he is.
He's one of two brothers, though.
Yeah. Braun,
I'm just saying.
Go ahead.
Put the man on the outfit. Yeah. Some wrestling gear. How about that?
Maybe that's coming.
Get some wrestling gear.
Maybe that's coming. Braun Strowman defeated Shane McMahon in a steel cage match. I told you Braun was going to tear him limb from limb, and he pretty much did. He tossed his ass like a sack of laundry off the top of the cage.
Yeah, he did.
He tore the cage apart on top of that, and he beat McMahon.
Jay the King Lawler said, "Is he dead?"
He had some great lines. He was making fun of Byron, and it was heel king on commentary.
He said, "Come on, BS." What'd you call me? BS. Isn't that your initials? Very funny, King. I've never heard that one before.
Oh, yeah, he was on
his stuff tonight.
He was good.
Did I hear Booker T's music out there tonight? Was Booker T up?
Booker T was on color commentary during the Bad Bunny match, which, by the way, I think Bad Bunny gets the award for match of the night because he blew a lot of people away.
Yeah.
He did an excellent job. All things considering, he did a really great job.
So Shad Moss is next coming on to the scene.
Oh my God. It was good. It really was good. I really can't say anything bad about that match. I really can't.
I hope it doesn't open up the floodgates.
Oh my God! We've got a video now of Montez walking, carrying Bianca across the threshold, so to speak.
Say it now.
A video was just released of Montez Ford carrying Bianca Belair across the proverbial championship threshold. So, oh boy, and she was crying before the match even started.
I know they're going forward, but I got to rewind and go back to the first match.
Yes, go ahead.
Just to take high stakes on it.
Well, we are ready. We're going Double or Nothing for tomorrow.
Which match?
On the main event.
Roman.
So if Roman retains, Tony has agreed that he will still get me one burger instead of two, and I will get him a cheesesteak. If Roman loses the title, the caveat is Roman has to lose the title, but not the fall.
Right.
What?
And
why
if
not?
That...
Why not? Just get a cheesesteak burger.
So if Roman loses the title, but not does not...
Great, no sale.
Does not lose
the fall. If he loses, he takes the fall.
It doesn't count.
Right?
No. If Roman loses, and he's the one that is pinned, then you owe... This is how it is. If Roman loses the title but and takes the fall, then all you owe me is the debt from the original bet, because then it's a wash.
Yes, okay,
the
key
here is Roman has to lose the title but not the fall. Okay? So Edge and Daniel Bryan have to pin each other for Roman to win. Or lose, I mean. Okay?
Right.
Pin one or the other to for that to happen. If Roman retains, Tony C will then get a cheesesteak and he'll get me a burger. But if Roman loses the title but not the fall, Tony C owes me four burgers.
Four burgers. Either one sitting or two.
Yeah.
Whichever way you feel comfortable. Yeah. Yeah, I'm confident in Roman, though. After tonight's finish in the main event, it's got me, I'm about 60% sure, confident. 60% confident. Now, if it went the other way, I wouldn't have made this bet.
Now, Surfer, you want
I ain't going home empty-handed.
You want in on
I
the action?
Hold up, I'm wondering, what made them make the call to have actually keep the belt? Because they wanted to trick the fans who kept hearing that.
It could be that it's just Lashley's time.
I'm going to tell you the way my head looks at WWE booking. When that title match is first and then they have one at the end, both rarely end up retaining. So, and I don't know why they do it like this. So when Bobby retained and Double A said he didn't want old girl to win, I was like, well, you're going to be mad about that one. Because she damn sure going over. Now, if Bobby would have lost, I think Sasha would have retained.
No.
That's just me and WWE lane and booking. Two champions on the women and the men's, they rarely both retain like that. Especially when they do the two-night thing.
Yeah.
What does Vince say? He loves to send them home happy?
Yeah. We'll see.
Most of the time.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Especially, it was great having the fans there, I will admit. I got a little emotional during the whole thing. Especially during the national anthem and just seeing everybody there, it was a real nice little thing that they did. And of course, your main event, Sasha Banks against Bianca Belair. Bianca Belair is now the SmackDown Women's Champion. And what was a good match? It was a decent main event. Bianca, I will give it to Bianca. She held up her own. She slapped the hell out of Sasha. She whipped her ass with that hair of hers.
Double A, I hope you saw that wet hair is very dangerous.
I knew that. You didn't have to tell me.
Because, listen, it was one thing when you heard that crack. But to see her skin broken like that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to be having her do that anymore.
No, but that's... And she's going to have that mark there for a couple of weeks.
Well, which mark was that?
Oh, the when she got whipped with the hair across the abdomen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that was... Yeah. It was loud as hell.
And so, you could have hurt you got the whole stadium.
So is Montrez having her sachet around the house with just the belt on?
I probably. There's a good chance of that happening. If she isn't already doing it in the locker room. Jesus.
But, yeah, that was a very athletic performance also for two women. There's some athletic women, and there's some that just, they do the moves, but it's just average. But you rarely see two really athletic people get in the ring and put on a show like tonight.
Yeah.
And too bad Bianca ain't going to wrestle Naomi. That would really be an athletic match.
Well, give it time. Give it time. Give it time. Let's see here. Here we go. We now have a crowd attendance for the night. Sellout crowd of 25,675 fans.
No social distancing.
No social well, at least not down on the floor. It was. I'm happy. I'm happy with this. The Bad Bunny match, really, I was blown away by that, to be honest with you.
You know, I've told you in the past, bunnies and wrestlers, they can really get down.
Well,
what was that one guy that had the bunny in his gimmick?
Adam Rose.
For a little while.
Adam Rose.
Adam Rose, right?
Rosebud, yeah.
Yeah, Rosebud.
So, yeah, 25,675 fans in attendance. And it was definitely was an entertaining night. Now, let's do this. Want to take it to the street, see if we can get some live opinions? We could do that for a little bit. We're not going to stay on here too much longer, but let's see if we can get some rational opinions today. Let's see if we can find, because, you know, it's WrestleMania. It's Saturday night.
Hashtag the Almighty.
Hashtag the Almighty. That's right. Well, damn. All right. Can't use it. Cannot use the service. All right.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, that sucks. All right. Don't worry about it. Not a big deal. So, what are we now excited for about night two? Lots.
The main event.
I think, it's gonna be interesting tomorrow because the matches tomorrow are very different from the matches that were tonight.
Absolutely.
Very different. The matches we're going to see tomorrow are more... They're going to be more traditional wrestling matches. Tonight was the matches that...
Except for The Fiend and
Randy was a lot of Orton. Fighting, except for The Fiend and Randy Orton. The matches tonight were very... brawling-esque. But the matches tomorrow, they're, with the exception of that one, between The Fiend and Orton, they're more a traditional wrestling match. And
right.
At least one, two, three, four matches will probably go north of 20 minutes. So far, and I don't have official times yet of all the matches for tonight. Let me see. No match tonight went over 20 minutes. That was due to the rain delay.
Yeah, delay.
We've got 18:20, 14:15, 11:35, 9:45, 11:25, 15:05, and 7:15.
Bobby's match went the longest, right?
Was the longest of the night by a minute, right. 5 seconds.
Right.
So tomorrow, I have a feeling four of the matches will probably go over 20 minutes. So tomorrow, be prepared. It's definitely going to go past 11 o'clock tomorrow.
That main event going 35 minutes at least.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Was the worst.
What?
The women's tag team.
Oh, so the one thing that we didn't talk about was Mandy Rose falling on her ass, walking to the ring, and the two wardrobe malfunctions Dana Brooke, because she kept falling out of her suit.
And I'm like, how come this doesn't have rewind?
That's another grievance that hopefully WWE or Peacock or somebody works on to get a rewind function. Not for that reason only, but...
Because the line comes up. It's like I watch on the Fire Stick. I hit the button, and the line comes up so that this, shows where the indication of where the video is.
So you watch Peacock on the Fire Stick.
Yeah, I had to sideload the Peacock to get it on there.
Let me see. I'm trying to see if we've got any, let me see if we can get some feedback here from the Twitterverse, at least, to see what people are saying about WrestleMania. Let's see here.
He stops and didn't cry like Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 12. So.
Nope. Let's see here.
I know Double A was happy about that.
A lot of people, putting over Bad Bunny. Bianca and Sasha was outstanding. Seth and Cesaro put on a clinic. People are pissed that you cannot watch the replay of WrestleMania yet. That's already being bitched about by the internet wrestling community. Let's see. Let me see what other tweets I can find here. I'm surprised we did not see Becky Lynch, but then again, we might see her tomorrow. Let's see. A lot of people were impressed that Bad Bunny did his homework.
Big ups to Seth for letting Cesaro go over.
Yes. Yes. He deserved it. He deserved it.
Seth's a father now, so he probably look at the business whole different, in a whole different light. He done been the man, was the man for a long time.
Surfer had an issue Surfer had an issue with Sasha Banks' hair.
Oh my God.
It made her look less flattering than me.
It was the rainwater.
Again, look. I think Sasha is an attractive woman, but I get that she's borderline. Like a lot of people can look at her and say, "No, she looks terrible." That hair didn't help at all.
Yeah. Let's see here. Seth Rollins debuted new theme music tonight.
Yeah, and it sounded like Edge's a little bit.
Kind of.
I'm like, whoa, okay.
Let's see.
Bobby Lashley with another successful title defense. Was he get up to 10? You gonna fight Big Yank? What's his name? Big Daddy Yank.
Big Daddy Yank.
I had 10 title defenses. Those what did he say they were? What Mick told me they were? Double A
setups. They were good. They were good.
No, he said those were. He didn't say setups.
No, they was handpicked.
Handpicked. There it is.
You don't think they're going to try to pull a
setups?
Have Drew McIntyre win the belt on Monday?
Nah, I don't think so. Let's take it back they were handpicked matches.
Set up.
Oh man, let's take it back.
They were in their prime.
They were in their prime. They were good contenders, but
weren't in their prime.
Oh.
This guy knocking them all, Rock.
Oh man.
Shout out to Mick for keeping it.
By the way, I thought WrestleMania was going to be in Hollywood next year, but it's actually going to be in Dallas next year at Jerry's World. And
have they ever had it at Jerry's World?
Yes, they have. This will be the second time.
Oh.
Remember, Surfer? Triple H and Roman was in Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It was WWE 2K22 was officially announced.
We'll see how that turns out.
We
need to give that out for free for the last one being messed up.
Yeah.
And WWE had a good game since SmackDown vs. Raw. I mean, that franchise.
But yeah, let's go.
You can go back further than that.
Let's hear the finale of the Bianca Belair Sasha Banks match.
Go now, Belair, powering Banks up. KOD! No way! It's a death! No way! It's a Banks! And a kick out! A kick out by Sasha! No! Here is her winner! She won! And Belair won! SmackDown Women's Champion! Bianca Belair! Bianca Belair shocked the world! Bianca Belair with the win!
There you go.
So we're going to have two new women's champions after this weekend?
Yep. And then tomorrow, remember, tomorrow's a busy day. Tomorrow, it'll drop at some point. But you'll get a brand new episode of the Broken Skull Sessions with Chris Jericho.
So, are the champions going to show up on Monday morning on Good Morning America?
I don't know. That's a
good question. Are they used to back in the day?
That's a very good question.
Because George Stephanopoulos deserved to interview Bobby Lashley.
It's kind of hard.
At least remotely.
Bobby on set with no socks on. On a Monday morning? Come on, man.
They have live guests on set.
I think some shows do, yeah.
Yeah. Bobby need to show up with no socks on. And dress shoes. It's the era of no shoes, no socks, and dress shoes. That's the era we're in.
Yeah, here was the new signature intro. The new intro. It's better than what they had before. And I guess that's it. We'll keep it brief because tomorrow I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more in detail about WrestleMania, what will happen now going forward. But yes, tune in tomorrow. Let me recap a couple of things. All the shows that we've been doing are airing in rotation up on the feed. We will rebroadcast this show in about 20 minutes in its entirety. We will also rebroadcast the Four Horsemen Roundtable that we did earlier today. The shows are not available for download right now because that's currently down. I am working with the service provider to get that working. But I do promise that they will be available soon for download. Anything else you guys want to have any comments, any final thoughts before we wrap it up for the night? We don't want to keep it too long. 40-50 minutes seems like it's a good amount of time.
Congratulations, Bobby, on your holding it down.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Roman. Come on. Come on, Vince. Do the right thing. You got two dominant champions you can have. Come on. Come on. Come on. Don't watch the parade go by. You know what I'm saying? You ever get tired of reaching in your leg, Miss Balboa?
What if Roman retains?
Reaching in.
And, well, I'm going by name now.
Oscar?
Okay. That will be four people of color with Kevin.
New day and time.
It's a new era.
Dress shoes and no socks there, man.
Damn right.
Can we get off now?
What was that?
I said, are we getting off in a few minutes after you do your
goodbye? Why? Is there something you...
Yeah, I just wanted to say, mental illness is a serious thing.
That's a whole different story. That's a whole different story.
Horse of a different color, boy.
Exactly. Going through here. So, yes, so tomorrow, 4 o'clock, Turnbuckle Throwbacks. They'll be live with a WrestleMania, pretty much a pre-show. They're going to preview Phil and whoever else joins him. He will preview night 2, run down the card, give their predictions, their thoughts. They'll talk about some news. They'll give their opinions of night 1 as well. And then we will be back on the air at the conclusion of the evening, probably around 11, 11:30, hopefully not later than that, with a full post-show recapping everything that went down. And we'll take your calls, we'll take your feedback, we'll do whatever, you know. So be a part of the chat room. Go to RainiumRadio.com. If you got an email you want to send, send it to, you can message me on Facebook or email RainiumRadio@gmail.com. Follow us on Discord or sign up for our Discord server. You can add me. It's RainiumRadio, #9233. And all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I mean, we've got stuff all over the place. And that's that. Any final thoughts? Well, you already said mental illness is a hell of a thing. What about you, Tony C? Any final thoughts?
Come on, Vince. That's all I'm saying. Do the right thing.
Keep up the good work. You did well tonight. You did well tonight.
Don't mail it in tomorrow.
Exactly. First show back in front of fans. See, this is what bothers me, though, about WWE. They prove that they can do it, but they saved it for the fans. You know?
Pretty much, yeah. Mailed it in for the last, what, year?
Yeah.
And did you feel like the crowd gave this show a lot of energy?
Yes, of course it did. Even though that there was still crowd noise piped in. It's gonna be odd to go on Monday back to the Thunderdome, but it is what it is. You know, it's done and over with.
Well, if they decide to run shows out of Texas, right now
it's already been confirmed. WWE is not planning on touring before August. So.
And where are they going on Monday?
They are going to the Yingling Center in Tampa. Formerly known as the Sun Dome.
They're going to the Y Center, huh?
Yes.
Well, that's the Yingling call, Y.
Anyways.
I didn't make it up.
I know you didn't make it up. Wale will perform... Big E's theme song tomorrow night at WrestleMania. We already mentioned that. And thank God Mother Nature, you know. There's a show going on right now on YouTube called WrestleMania After Dark. Apparently some indiscretions are going on that people are enjoying. I don't know.
If it's like BET After Dark,
you know
what's up.
Let's see. Can we pipe some of that in? Let me see here. WrestleMania After Dark.
Well, Scully, it's really an honor to have you here on a very time for you. Now, you appear to have come on the scene so quickly, but you do have deep roots in wrestling, don't you?
Yes, my family is in the business. You know, my uncle was the Survivor Series Diddly Game Skull. And he was trained by the skull on Steve Austin's vest. So we have quite a legacy in this business. And I myself, I'm a longtime fan from way back. My favorite wrestlers growing up were Jean-Pierre Lafitte and Paul Burchell.
A deep-rooted history, of course.
They're talking, they're, in the pirate world. Matt Camp is interviewing the WrestleMania skull.
For you personally, so, when did you get this very important call to be part of WrestleMania?
Well, I was brought up through developmental. They hung me up on various buildings at various heights, and that was a lot of fun. Parrot. But unfortunately, the parrot was afraid of heights. So they signed me. They both signed me, and then they signed me.
A lot of people do okay. not realize what goes into being a sign. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Oh, well, you know, it does get kind of lonely up there between shows. I'm up there for the shows, and it's not like they take me down. They leave me hanging up. So I'm there all night. I have a lot of time. I'll maybe nap or read a book. And then in the morning, it's so nice to see everyone again. And I can tell some people, especially the younger wrestlers, they really want to point at the sign, but they're intimidated. So sometimes I'll whisper to them, Psst, hey, it's okay. You can point at me. It's okay.
Okay, so they're having a real goofy time over there at WrestleMania After Dark with RJ City. Whatever. Okay, so with that said, we want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We want to thank everybody for listening to us. Remember, join us tomorrow, 4 o'clock, the show's start. But listen to the feed all day long. We're rebroadcasting everything that has aired this week, including all the WrestleMania theme songs over the last 36 years. Okay? So please, join us tomorrow. We're going to have a lot of fun during all the shows, especially during the post-show, because that's going to be a real doozy of a show tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. So, with that being said, for Tony C, for the Silver One himself, I'm Double A. We'll see you tomorrow night for night two of WrestleMania. Have a good night, everybody.
You by surprise.